Are you guys ready for your third act?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, give it up for the wonderful Mark Stringer. Mark!
Funerals, aren't we? So I think I'm going to talk about funerals. I'm going to talk about Yorkshire for a bit. There's some golden, is it? So you know, it's everybody, like almost all comedians, talk about where they grew up being a shithole. I don't think any I've ever heard of a comedian saying, "Oh, where I grew up was absolutely fabulous." Mind you, I suppose you never moved to London if where you lived was fabulous. But anyway, the thing, my grandma's funeral. My grandma was about 4'9". That's about, actually, in fact, that's 6 cents, but, and pure evil. And as a result of this, when she died, it was very difficult to find anybody, literally, to say a good word about her at a funeral. And so, they managed to find somebody from the Salvation Army who would step in and give a funeral oration. And this is the thing that he managed to say, the best thing you can find to say about her at the funeral, Huddersfield Crematorium. Mary Stringer, she was a short person. That was it. That was the best thing. Yorkshire's a pretty strange place. One of the weird things I find about Yorkshire is people keep telling me, especially southerners, that it's friendly up there. It's not my experience. And I think what they really mean is, don't hit me. It's like, oh, you're from Yorkshire. You're very friendly. There are two important things to know about Yorkshire. One is how to do the glottal stop, right? So, you know the thing where they say instead of the, right? Southern actors get it wrong all the time. They say ta, right? So, like, for example, in the classic line, "Hey, gaffer, there's trouble up mill," right? You know, so there's no T there at all. It's just like a tiny moment of auto-asphyxiation, right? Like, that kind of happens periodically through a sentence in which, kind of like, the existential despair of the universe seizes you. That's kind of how Yorkshire accents work. The other thing is that you don't really need to say much anyway in Yorkshire. The best thing to say in any given situation is, "Ah." That's it, that one syllable will get you through most situations. And in fact, if you say more than that, you will be regarded as suspiciously loquacious. tell, that's why I had to leave. So I went back to kind of the village that I'm from, which is called Scamlanthorpe. Can anybody guess? The village I'm from is called Scamlanthorpe. Can anybody guess what the shortened version of Scamlanthorpe is that the locals call it? Shant. Yeah. So if somebody talks to you and say, "Is that from Shat?" you say, "What do you say?" "Ah." So I was in this pub, which is, there are four pubs in my village. And that's even after one of them was converted into a kitchen chair. So there's only one pub said to drink in. And I won the meat raffle in this pub, right? Now, when I say I won the meat raffle, that's not some euphemism for, like, my sexual prowess. I won the meat raffle, right? So I was doing quite a lot of drinking, like, celebrating winning all this meat. There's a lot of meat, because this pub's next to a slaughterhouse, right? So they didn't have to take the meat very far. This is true, I'm not making a show. And I was kind of smiling, right? And I kind of went to the gents. And while I was in the gents, somebody else came in there and he said to me, "Thar looks happy." And what should I have said? Right. What I did say is, "Yes, indeed, I am." Got there very well. Yes, is there anything else I can tell you about Yorkshire? When I grew up in Yorkshire, there were no homosexuals there. None at all, right? And I think this is part of the reason that even though I'm straight, I receive quite a lot of homophobic abuse. One of the things that I received homophobic abuse for was having a girlfriend. And actually, there's another comedian on the open mic circuit talks about this, Jan Alexander Wiechek. This is kind of how fearsomely suspicious of anything feminine in Yorkshire was, that one of the things that made people think that you might be dodgy was that you actually had
a girlfriend. And so one of the things that resulted when I won the meat raffle is... That's
I'm just going to tell you this one thing. I'm not sure it's funny.
I'm not sure it's funny. And where I grew up was a shithole. When I was going to pick up my meat, as I went to pick it up, somebody from behind me shouted, "Doug Ian is a fucking pufter." Thank you. Good night.